Tilted Kilt server. Give me a shout back. We'd like to chat. We had a nice conversation about books, authors, future plans. A little teasing in the dining area. I was there with another person, but interested in you. Wondering if you had the same interest. No, this is a long shot, but I thought I'd try. Thanks.
It's called Better Tips.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Tilted Kilt.
There isn't a shot, long or short.
Red pants in the parking lot. You were wearing red pants last Friday. I always look at you and you never look away. Days before, you watched me drive away while standing at the door after I spoke briefly to you. I am entranced by you and have been for years. This is not the first time I've written here. We may get to speak again tomorrow afternoon, but we are never alone to speak freely. I have no expectations of what this could be, but I'd like to find out. Write me and tell me one of the times we've talked.
Clocks. For a guy with a house full of clocks, you can't hear them ticking? Quit letting fear or past pain keep you from being happy. You know we're good for each other. We don't have a lot of time left, so quit monkey bleeping around and give us a shot.
It's Misconnection Wednesday on WIXX.
Meet in our dreams. As for the last 20-something years, I will meet in our dreams tomorrow. Our worlds are distance apart, yet in our dreams, we're millimeters apart. Can't wait to drift to sleep as our bodies join as one.
Oh, yeah. The French are quite active on this thing again.
Really?
Je t'aime toujours. L'amour est le matin qui puis froid. C'est la compréhension calme, la confiance motouée. Les potos, j'étais tout au jeu. J'ai la prudence, le bon et la voix, mon oui. Il s'est coté de moi que la perfection est un compas de fable ou mine.
Winky. Clint, I'm Tessa. I miss you. I miss us. Can't we fix this? I'm hoping you see this. You're my misconnection. I know you can live without me. I just hope you choose not to. We've made it this far. We still have our glory days ahead of us. Winky.
Walgreens. Wow. I was getting pics developed and saw you at the checkout line. It was a little past 8 p.m. and the clerk was talking to me kind of outside the door. I think I was holding up the whole line. LOL. You were short, perfect, I should say, brunette. Oddly enough, you were parked right next to me. Your vehicle was a little white SUV, Kia maybe? We looked at each other and both smiled. OMG, I wish I could have talked to you. I should have, I didn't. Damn. I'd love to take you out anywhere, anytime. In the off chance you see this, describe my vehicle so I know it's you. Maybe we could get this party started. LOL.
Go.
Shake it, but don't break it.
This one is near and dear to our hearts.
Really?
I was getting out of my car and it was snowing. You said it's too early for this. It was about 4:30 p.m. I was on my way to one-on-one with the boys.
Hey.
If you read this, email me back. Maybe we can get to know each other and be friends. I was in a white Ford Focus.
Ooh.
TJ Maxx checkout. Mm. I thought you looked extra fine in your shoes. Even if I almost had to catch you. I'm wondering if you work during the day? Hope to hear from you soon. I think you're pretty sexy in those shoes.
Sexy shoes. Tan hot girl in Sturgeon Bay, Friday late afternoon. I have seen you a few times, and my jaw always drops, but never got a chance to talk to you. You are always tan and tall. Yesterday, you were in there by the makeup section wearing tight black pants, and you look incredible. I left there and was kicking myself for not saying anything to you again, so I went all the way home and drove back in town into Target just to let you know how I feel about you. Your nose is a little lighter than normal, and it looks really cut on you. It's not a bad thing. Please, if anyone knows this tall, tan, cute girl with the wider nose, let her know about this ad. There will be a cash reward for anyone who helps me find her. She was in Target between 5 and 6, I think.
So she's tan and she's always tall.
Always tall. What is that?
Every time I see her, she's tall. Weird.
This one goes out to Cynthia.
I miss you so much. I will always love you. I wish we would have worked out. I let you go because I want you to be happy. You gotta let her go. Gonna let her go.
This one's very specific. Tall, handsome Harley guy. Totally out of character for me, but here goes. Date, Saturday, May 18th, mid-afternoon. Location, the sandbox on Manitowoc Road. You drove up on your Harley. You were wearing mirrored sunglasses and showed up with a friend and his girlfriend. She was wearing a brown velvet-type blouse. The guy she sat with was across the table from her with you. You were alone, or it appeared to be. There was a group outside having a party, and you sat at a round high table with your two friends. Who are you? I see you every summer and sometimes in between. I'm wondering if you're single. You're approx 6 foot two, 195, and I'm assuming 50-ish and short dark hair and very handsome and clean cut. You made a comment to a group of us, and I believe it was directed to me. If you were there that day and I think this is you, I'd like to hear from you. Please respond to email.
Okay, hold on. The thing that caught my ear, though. This is May 18th this
yes.
happened?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Way to get around to this.
I see you every summer. Now that we've officially made the crossover.
You're just getting up the courage, aren't you?
Miss Connection Wednesday and IXX Brad to Bob Division. We got time for one more.
Leather pants, Lambeau Fields. Did you paint on those pants?
Wow.
My friends tell me you have a beautiful voice, but I didn't hear a word you saying. Just being honest. As you walked off, you smiled. I smiled. I know you felt it too. Tell me what I was doing on the field on Sunday in the subject line. Hint, I'm a great catch. Winky.
That's it.
Signed, Murphy in the
Miss Connection Wednesday. Brought to you by OpDivision, where LASIK, 1350 and I, yeah, regardless of your prescription, call them 1-800-20-HAPPY today.